State 1A. Look there, Lucas Rowland getting a big hug and a kiss from,
officially, I guess I don't know who it is. I'm assuming it's his mom, because it's
the big proud moment for them. Neat picture up there on the screen. But Lisbon is in the lead in Class 1A, 127.5 points, with Gilbertville Don Bosco in second with 121, and Denver is in third with 86. In Class 2A, Dubuque Wallert is in first with 88 points. New Hampton in second with 80. South Tama in third with 75. Ballard in fourth with 69. And PCM will take over fifth place with 62.5 points. And Centerville will be in sixth with 59. In 3A, Fort Dodge is still hanging on with the 144. I think I do need to update this since Waukee just got off, but I don't think it's going to change. Waukee 139 and Southeast Polk 134.5.
There are your team standings as we send it back to the station for a couple of commercial breaks. And when we come out of that commercial break, we are going to have the People's State Bank random interview of the evening. So People's State Bank, proud to sponsor Randomness with Joe. So don't go anywhere, folks. We'll send it back to the studio with Shane for a couple of announcements while we give the awards out for the 160-pounders. And when we come back, it'll be more Randomness with Joe from the 2018 Iowa High School Wrestling Championships on 96.7. We'll be right back.
Zapital Spraying Service in Albia for all your custom spraying applications, from herbicides to insecticides and everything in between. Zapital Spraying Service here to feed the soil for optimum growth of your crops and control the weeds and insects that are trying to ruin your bottom line. Give Travis a call to schedule your appointment and see what works best for your fields. 777-5916. That's 777-5916. Zapital Spraying Service in Albia. Eastern Iowa Tire in Centerville is proud to support our area wrestlers. Wrestle hard, plant hard with Farm Hard Rewards from Firestone Ag. Right now, get $100 off all eligible radial and bias tires. And don't forget to join Eastern Iowa Tire and Davis County Tire for their Farmer Appreciation Event coming up March 16th in Centerville. Eastern Iowa Tire is new and now expanded to Centerville. And their mechanics will do more than just tires. See them right across the street from your Centerville Hy-Vee.
Let Jody McCoy help you find your dream home. Hometown Realty and Heartland Trophy Properties has sold over $35 million in real estate last year. Now is a great time to consider buying property and lock in interest rates. We have buyers, and I can help you get the most money for your property, too. For the real estate service you deserve and the person you trust, contact Jody McCoy, real estate agent with Hometown Realty and Heartland Trophy Properties at 641-799-4450. Good luck to all of the wrestlers. Take pride in how far you've come. Have faith in how far you can go. Leave it all on the mat.
This is Brent Yeager, store director at your Albia Hy-Vee. We're proud to support Albia Athletics and other school events and activities. We know today's youth are tomorrow's leaders. Go Big Blue, and let's bag a victory at your Albia Hy-Vee.
Double D Repair, southeast of Albia, is an ag and construction equipment repair shop. Bring it to us or we'll come to you. Double D has on-site repair. Call Double D Repair, 641-777-6754. I am Dustin Dowdy. I am Double D Repair.
Let's go back Matt side on KIIC. Here's your pinning combination, Joe, Kevin, and Travis.
And we're back at Wells Fargo Arena with the People's State Bank Randomness with Joe. Take it away, Joe Millich, and give us the randoms that you found up here in Wells Fargo at the 2018 championships here from...
That's right, Joe. I'm over here in section 312 right now. This is where you want to go when you don't want anybody to know where you are. You don't want to be on TV. You don't want to be on radio. You go to the top of Wells Fargo Arena. So if you've had too much to drink and you're outside, you've looked at Wells Fargo Arena, it looks like a spaceship. We're at the top of the spaceship over here in 312. Let's just see who we found over here. What's your name, sir?
My name is Jamie Miller.
Jamie, where are you from?
Ames, Gilbert area.
Fantastic. And what do you do, sir?
I'm a police officer. Name's Iowa.
Oh my gosh, we've totally struck gold over here, Joe. We've got the Ames police officer. One more time, your name.
Jamie Miller.
Jamie Miller is with us. Jamie, first of all, some great wrestling here. Who are you watching tonight?
Well, we've got a lot. We've got 2A is kind of our favorite here. We had a Sun Wrestle down here. So we're trying to watch this one coming up here between Kyler Fisher and Julian Broderson. Lucas Rowland just won from PCM. Really wanted to see him win. He's a great kid.
Absolutely. Well, we were rooting for PCM as well. One more gentleman's name right here. What's your name, sir?
Hunter.
Hunter, and what do you do for a living, Hunter?
I'm a police officer also.
And as I understand, Jamie, he's a police officer on this state highway side.
He's on the state side. He stays away from the highways, but yeah.
So, Joe, what is the license plate on your truck again?
Are you asking this, Joe?
That's right. What's your license plate number?
I'm driving my Jeep tonight, but you can ask those guys from Ames. When the paddy wagon rolls out of Welch Avenue now, do they still have to drive it all the way to Nevada, to the county for the jail, or do they have a facility in Ames?
My announcer's asking, when you take the paddy wagon out of Welch Avenue, do you still have to go all the way to Nevada?
We do, yeah. Everybody that gets a ride in the paddy wagon goes straight to Nevada.
It's a long trip, they say. All right, well. Joe left his cell phone in the paddy wagon, if you don't mind picking that back up for us.
I'll see if I can get that found for him.
All right, we'll send it back to you guys. The random microphone, we found a couple of awesome men in blue over here in Section 312. Joe, back live to you on Thunder Country.
Hey, thanks very much, Joe, and tell those fine men on the thin blue line, thanks from all the broadcasters here from the Sinclair Tractor broadcast booth. We've got a good one coming. We're going to feature here in Class 1A at 182 pounds. It'll be Martinsdale St. Mary's Logan Schumacher, undefeated on his senior campaign, 51-0, against Garrett Sims from Iowa Valley Marengo. We've also got in Class 2A, Southeast Valley Galleries, Kyler Fisher. Those guys mentioned him up there in Section 312, and he's going against Assumptions Julian Broderson. And in Class 3A, Waukee's Brandon Tisau, a senior, going against Joel Shapiro from Valley West Des Moines. Shapiro undefeated on his senior campaign. So Logan Schumacher here in Class 1A. He's got Sonny Schroeder rooting for him here. Sonny's a big fan of Martinsdale St. Mary's. Spent his high school years there, and Sonny's a very good supporter of Southern Iowa Athletics there in Albia. Got a couple daughters that are, or a daughter, at least one, that's coming up through the ranks. Had a heck of a good baseball player back there on that 2011 team as well that went to state. Or maybe they didn't go state. They got to districts, the team that Blake Schroeder was on. My son Wilson was on that team. But my son Hugh was on the team the next year that did go to state. So Albie had a lot of good teams back in those years. And seemed like they had to go through Mediapolis to get to state, whether it was wrestling or football or baseball. All roads to the dome or the arena led through Mediapolis and Albia.
Was that the way it was when you was in school too? It was always like there was somebody. It's almost like it rotates. Mm-hmm. You know, every 5-10 years.
You know, the Hammer, when I was going to high school in the South Central Conference, was Winterset. They were a much larger school than all the other schools in the conference.
Yep.
And I think you'll probably remember that too. Winterset, all in all, on all sports, they usually were a Hammer. If you were going to go to state, you had to go through Winterset. All right, right now we got Logan Schumacher in the first period with no score against Garrett Sims from Iowa Valley Marengo in Class 1A, 182-pound championship. And those wrestlers are going to conclude that first period and go to the second with no score. So Schumacher, he's got him a pretty good opponent here. These two wrestlers have 106 wins between the both of them against only one loss. And that Marengo kid, Garrett Sims, I think it was one of the real good wrestlers from Cedar Rapids that beat him early in the season. So good year for both of these wrestlers, Marengo and Martinsdale St. Mary's. Gotta love Martinsdale St. Mary's' mascot too, folks. It is the Blue Devils. So in Iowa, you got the Blue Demons in Albia and the Blue Devils at Martinsdale St. Mary's. And that's Logan Schumacher competing for that Blue Devil team. He's on his feet in the neutral position with 1:24 to go in this second period. No score.
Joel Shapiro leads his match by a score of 4-2 over Brandon Tessau of Waukee. Waukee would love to see Tessau get the win to raise their team points up. But Shapiro undefeated on the season. He's the wrestler that took down Joey Mitchell in the semifinals.
And there is Schumacher in on a double leg takedown and takes the lid off the scoring. And I was just getting ready to say that that 3A match is the only match in the second period that had any points scored on it. But it was Logan Schumacher with a quick duck under to a double leg takedown. And he gets that takedown just at the edge of the mat. And with 51 seconds at 182 pounds, class 1A, they come back to the mat and get the action back going. And meantime, without any points being scored, literally no points were scored, and from the top in Class 2A, it was
Broderson of Davenport Assumption.
Broderson from Assumption turned his opponent, and before he could even be awarded the three near-fall points, he gets the pin. So congratulations to Davenport Assumption's Julian Broderson, champion in Class 2A at 182 pounds. He continues his dominance in Class 2A, undefeated, 36-0 on his junior year, state champion here at Wells Fargo Arena. Meanwhile, back in Class 1A, we are 19 ticks away from being done with this second period, and the score is still 2-0. The wrestlers are off the mat. They'll get reset. Sims from Iowa Valley Marengo gets set. Schumacher covers him. Stand up here by Sims. Good mat return by... Oh, good stand up there by Sims. Finally, a mat return for Logan Schumacher as time is going to expire in the second period. So 2-0 as we go to the third, and I believe that Schumacher has the choice this time, and he will... Actually, it's Sims that has the choice for Iowa Valley Marengo. Schumacher had the choice in the second period, and he took neutral. Sims takes down to start this third period. Live wrestling action for you here at Wells Fargo Arena. Championship time in Class 1A, 182 pounds. Match being brought to you by Crazy Metal Art. I want to thank them for their sponsorship, along with Double D Repair, Dustin Dowdy. There at Double D Repair and First Iowa State Bank. And best wishes to Joe Crawl as he convalesces from his upper respiratory problem that he had. And a bunch of good folks there at First Iowa State Bank, and they're always supporters of our Southern Iowa sports. There's a sit out by Sims, and he gets towards the edge of the mat, and the official calls him outside the circle, so we'll reset it back at the center of the mat. And on the whistle, it's another stand-up by Sims. And Sims gets that stand-up, reaches around behind, turns it into a stand-up switch, and he gets Schumacher a little bit out of position. But in the scramble, Schumacher comes back out on top, covering Sims, and Sims is broken down on his shoulders, but he's still got his hips under him. Schumacher with a 2-0 lead here in Class 1, 182 pounds. Schumacher for Martinsdale St. Mary's, trying to work a hand through the crotch to get a T-bar. Can't get that done, but he's got a corkscrew ride going in here on the left-hand side. Now he does achieve that T-bar. He's going to work a tilt. Sims gets his shoulders back up, and Schumacher has to give up the T-bar, and now he gets back on the hips, works an arm bar on the left-hand side. Schumacher in danger of getting called for stalling here in this second period unless he gets off the hips. He's still back on the hips. Official says something to Schumacher. I think he's probably telling him, do something with it, do something with it. And these officials are really good, and they will talk to these grapplers and communicate with them. And now we've got a stalemate. A stalemate. Official right there on top of it. So Sims, with 20 seconds to go, has had a real tough ride by Logan Schumacher. And there are 20 seconds left in this match in regulation, and it's a stand-up try by Sims. He needs to stand up, hit a switch or something. He tries to hit a Granby roll, but he didn't have his leg loose, and Logan Schumacher hangs on, and if he can hang on for five more seconds, he will be your 2018 182-pound champion for the Blue Devils of Martinsdale St. Mary's, a championship for Martinsdale St. Mary's here at 182 pounds. Congratulations to Logan Schumacher. Entertaining match. Only one takedown scored, 2-0. A couple of great wrestlers out there. 106 wins against two losses between those two grapplers after that win and loss right there. Congratulations. All right, Waukee's Brandon Tesaw is going to go down to defeat against Joel Shapiro. That match there has Looks like 23 seconds left in it, and it is a 6-point lead for Shapiro, 8-2. And if I'm not mistaken, Kevin Cochran, this win by Valley West Des Moines over Waukee will clinch the team championship for Fort Dodge. The Dodgers are your 2018 Class 3A state champions, and I believe that'll pretty well put it in the books here as we go to the 195-pounders. We're going to be able to declare Fort Dodge, the Dodgers, as champions here of the 2018.
And that is correct, since that's the last Waukee wrestler there is. And even if he would have won, he would have only got 14 points. And not, he would have had that bonus in order to overcome the deficit. But it looks like, yeah, Fort Dodge, 144 points, Waukee, 139, and Southeast Polk, 134.5. That is going to be how it finishes because Waukee is out of wrestlers, Southeast Polk is out of wrestlers, and nobody else is going to catch them. If we look at 2A, I need to get updated because Davenport Assumption won there, and they were going to be up to 58 points. So Davenport Assumption will be 1 point behind Centerville with 58 in seventh place. Centerville, 59, sixth place.
Assumption got a pin there. Did you have that figured?
Which is 6 points, so they have 58.
Got it.
I'm adding that to it. And then PCM, 62.5 in fifth place. Ballard, fourth with 69. South Tama County, 75. New Hampton, second place with 80. And nobody at this point can catch Dubuque Wallert as they have 88. And they are going to be your 2A champions. And I haven't looked that far ahead, but I believe Lisbon will be your 1A champions with 127.5. Gilbertville Don Bosco in second with 121. And Denver will get third with 86.
Hey, Joe, I've been getting some feedback on our Southern Iowa technology text line that your Randoms with Joe feature is very popular, and we were thinking that we would allow the fine folks at United Country Hawkeye Farm Management and Real Estate, with their new office on South Main in Albia, be the sponsors of your next Randoms with Joe interview. And if you're ready for that, we can give it to you now, or we can send it back to the station.
I need a few minutes.
All right, we'll send it back to the station while Joe Millage gets a few minutes to find some Randoms with Joe segment sponsored by the fine folks at United Country Hawkeye Farm Management and Real Estate. So, Shane, if you want to take it for a couple of great commercial announcements from our fabulous sponsors back at the station high above the square, we'll send it there, and we'll be right back here from Wells Fargo.
Bluff Creek Archery, where they can do it. For all your archery needs, they can do it. They have Hoyt bows, fuse accessories, and carry Beeman and Easton arrows. If your bow needs pro shop work done, they can do it. If you want a special order of bow or accessories, they can do it. Want to get some shooting in? They can do it. That's Bluff Creek Archery in Albia, where they can do it. They are your go-to shop for everything archery, from youth to adult, and so much more. Bluff Creek Archery in Albia. They can do it.
At American Family Insurance, we believe that with the right support, any dream is possible. For auto, home, business, or life, contact us today.
For details, contact Agent Philip Griffin, 641-673-8965, or stop by 1007 South Market Street in Oskaloosa today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI. American Family Insurance Company. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
You've been thinking about it for years, dreaming about it. Now's the time to lock in savings on your new Morton building. Chad Martin here for Morton Buildings in Sheraton, Iowa. Stop by our construction center or give us a call and receive discounted pricing when you place an order during the month of February. Whether you need more storage or a place to live in, Morton has a building that fits every need. And best of all, Morton stands behind each building with the strongest non-prorated warranty in the industry. Call us at 774-5978 or check out our website at mortonbuildings.com.
Let's go back Matt's side on KIIC. Here's your pinning combination, Joe, Kevin, and Travis.
And we're back at Wells Fargo. We're still on a break between rounds here. The next ones coming out will be the 195-pounders for their championship matches, but we've got Randoms with Joe, sponsored by United Country Farm and Real Estate. And take it away, Joe.
Yes, Joe, we're in Section 315. Who do I have here?
Kathy Bakken.
Kathy and?
Tyler Quaybaugh.
How do you guys know each other, first of all?
I was Tyler's teacher at Fort Dodge Senior High.
Wait a second. You teach at Fort Dodge?
I do, yes.
You guys have a lot to be proud of right here tonight, huh?
We do, definitely. I think we're state champions.
I think so, and you've had a fun tournament being able to watch all these kids. Do you have any of these guys in your class?
I've had a few of them, and I have one right now.
And they're awesome, I'll bet, right?
They're always awesome, yes.
All right, fantastic. Now, again, your name?
Tyler.
Tyler, what do you do? I mean, you're in school, right?
Yes, I am in school.
I asked you if one of these Fort Dodge wrestlers was your boyfriend, but what'd you tell me?
No, they're not my boyfriend.
Well, not so fast, Millage. Okay, what do you know about these guys?
They're great. They're great guys. They really are passionate. Drake Aiello is my cousin, and he wants it. He wants it all the time, 24/7. So
he's coming up yet?
Yes, he is. He's a freshman this year. So
wow, that is unbelievable. So you guys are gonna. I picked you out of the crowd because you look like you were having a lot of fun. I don't know. Maybe I should check your water bottle.
Never me. No, you don't need to worry about that.
All right.
Happy people.
We love that. Well, Joe from 315 with some Fort Dodge folks, Fort Dodge teacher. One more time, your name?
Kathy Bakken.
It's Kathy Bakken from Fort Dodge. Have you always taught at Fort Dodge? Just curious.
I've taught in Storm Lake, and I've taught at St. Edmund in Fort Dodge also.
All right. Well, you might give Southern Iowa a try. I'm just saying.
Sounds good. Maybe someday.
All right, Joe, we'll send it back to you in the booth. Randoms with Joe, United Country High Farm Real Estate, bringing you this broadcast. Back to you.
That's a fun segment. Glad to have the sponsors that are able to bring it to you. And Kathy Bakken may come down and teach at Albia if the Friends of Albia Schools are successful in their campaign to get open enrollment into the Albia School District. If you're considering open enrolling your student for next year, you got a deadline of March 1st, and you can pick up your forms at the Albia offices on Washington Avenue in Albia. So I want to put that out there. Thanks very much for that sponsorship. Here we go, folks. We are getting live on the 195-pound matches. Got a good one coming for you here in Class 1A. It's Albernett's Tanner Sloan. Albernett has been a state champion up here in the last few years. He's going against Hunter DeYoung from Sibley-O'Keeton. 2A, it's West Liber's Bryce Esmoyle against Woodward Granger's Cody Fisher. And the Class 3A 195-pound bout for the championship from Iowa City, City High. It will be Jacob Dykes versus Indianola's Reese Bolin. So we'll kind of focus on Indianola's Reese Bolin. I know that there's a lot of folks that love that classic country sound in Indianola. I was in Indianola when Iowa State University, my alma mater, defeated the Oklahoma squad when they were number two ranked team in Oklahoma. I was on my way to a wedding up there for my cousin Kim Tierney's daughter.
Yeah, right now Bryce Ishmael from West Liberty's got Cody Fisher down here on his back. Gets the pin. Bryce Ishmael, West Liberty. Call that one in.
Hey guys, I'm down.
Minute and 6 seconds.
All right, guys. Hey, sorry to cut in there, but I'm down here with some folks. This is a great story. You saw, if you were here, when Lucas Rowland won his state championship for PCM, he headed into the stands where he met Mom and Dad, and they put it up on the Jumbotron, and this is a family, guys, that's been dealing with a lot. Mom, Jerry, I'm with her, and Jerry's been battling since October, battling breast cancer, and Jerry, what an emotional season I'm sure it's been for you guys, but I'm sure that state championship makes things a whole lot better.
Oh, definitely. He's worked so hard for this, and it's just been his goal for so long. So to see him accomplish that this year has been fantastic.
Well, he's a three-time place winner. Now he's a state champion. He'll be going for a second next year. But take me through what this season has been for you, battling the cancer and watching him succeed. I'm sure it's been very, very difficult.
Well, I was afraid I was going to miss a lot of his meets with the chemo and everything, but I've been able to make it to most, if not all of them. Didn't always feel the best when I was there, but I was there, and it's just so much fun to watch him and cheer him on.
Well, it looks like there's a lot of folks in your area wearing pink. I know that's in support of you guys. It seems like you got a heck of a lot of support there in Prairie City.
We do. It's just an amazing wrestling community, and people from all over the state really have purchased T-shirts and so forth. So it's not just the PCM community, but they have been incredible through all of this.
Tell me about that hug. Is that the best one you've ever had?
I think so.
All right. Well, thanks for taking time to visit with us. What a great night, emotional night. It I'm sure brings the tears to a lot of folks' eyes here at the well to see such a great moment. It just shows you the power of sports.
Hey, Russ, before nice you let job, that Russ. Wonderful lady
an amazing
go,
night.
Russ, before you let that wonderful yeah. lady go, tell her thanks and thoughts and prayers from the whole entire 96.7 family are headed her way, and good luck with her treatment and recovery.
Absolutely. Thanks, Joe. Joe Sinclair, one of our play-by-play guys, wants to let you know that thoughts and prayers from the entire KIIC family. We've been rooting for you guys all the way. And, Joe, I was visiting with Dan Lucas's dad beforehand, and they're so appreciative of the coverage that KIIC has been brought. What's it meant to your family that folks that don't even live around here have been able to follow what Lucas has been doing up here at State?
Well, Luke's the first one to say that the whole wrestling community is a family, and we've traveled all over the country for 10 years now. The 1A match that was going on at the same time as his is one of our very good friends from our travel team. People three, all different classes wearing the shirts, bought the shirts, and have been so supportive. Had somebody today that from one of the travel teams that we know gave us tickets for our fans, so more of our family could get good seats to come sit and watch him tonight. Like she said, the PCM family has been awesome. They've taken such good care of us and of him, but the whole wrestling community has really done the same thing.
Takes a lot of fight and dedication to win a state wrestling title, and I know this gal here has been putting up a lot of fight and dedication. Has Lucas drawn from his mother and seen the fight in her?
Absolutely, absolutely. They have a very special relationship. You know, sometimes the dad has to tell him things he doesn't want to hear, and the mom's there to pick him up and those conversations that maybe daddy doesn't want to have with dad sometimes, and it just works for him to have her there to have those things to talk about, especially like you said, the dedication it requires to do this. There's always trials that people go through to get to where he's got, and he's had those, and she's helped him through that.
Well, I'm sure it's been tough for you. You've got to be there. You've got to be a fighter. You've got to be strong all the time. I asked her about the community, but I'm sure you've been getting a lot of support as well.
Yeah, that's we are. We both work at Grinnell Mutual there in Grinnell. Amazing people that we work with, helping cover everything, helping us be gone for these. You know, being gone every Monday for chemo, we're gone, and I get to go with her and help her and take her back and forth, and there's never a single question at work, you know, of you know, why aren't you here? What are you guys doing? You know, it's everybody has been so supportive.
Tell me about your family. Lucas got any brothers or sisters?
He's got two sisters. His younger sister is 6. She wrestled for about 3 weeks this fall, and then she decided maybe that wasn't quite as much fun as he made it look. And then he's got a sister that's 15 also.
All right, guys, thanks so much for taking time out to visit with us. God bless you. We're rooting for you. We know you're going to win this battle. All right? Guys, back to you.
Hey, great interview. What a fantastic human interest story, and we'll give the credit to that interview to the Monroe County Hospitals and Clinics. Great job there, Russ. We had a couple pins here in 1A and 2A. It was Al Burnett with the hammer in the third period, and he beat a previously undefeated kid to get the championship.
Yeah, Sloan from Al Burnett got the pin in the third period, and on with the championship for Al Burnett.
Jacob Dykes from Iowa City High, a senior with a 44-1 record, is on his feet against Reese Bolin, enjoying a 5-2 lead over the Indianola senior. So Bolin looks like with about 27 seconds left on that clock. 3-point lead for Iowa City High. The wrestlers are on their feet. Bolin from Indianola is going to need to either get a stall call and a takedown, or perhaps a feet-to-back move, but it's a nice little shuck by Jacob Dykes, and he may not score the takedown here, but he's very, very close to it, and he's eating up clock down through the final 4 seconds. It is Bolin on defense, and it will be a championship for Iowa City High, here at the 195-pound class, 3A weight class. So, a very good, entertaining match there. And, hey, we got a special guest in the studio up here with Kevin Cochran.
So we've got assistant coach Darren Carson of the Centerville Big Reds up here as we kind of wait for these matches to come to a close. You bring four wrestlers up here. You have three wrestlers that are standing on the stands at the end of the night. One of them are on top, one of them in second place, one of them in third. And the key element, I think, behind the whole thing, two of them are freshmen and one of them's only a sophomore. So what, is, I guess, is the coaching staff happy with the results of this tournament? I don't see how they can be. And what's the future hold for this young team?
Yeah, we talked about it a lot here with what happened, especially after we had those three get into the semis. Caden, you know, he took that loss, and we were really proud of him for, you know, coming in here this morning ready to wrestle. I didn't get to watch his first one. I was listening to you guys, that little last-second takedown, and that's what we were hoping. Caden, he a little rough last night coming back around, but he came here today to wrestle.
And, you know, I talked to Cody a little bit in the hallway before we come in here tonight, and I told him, I said, I have watched more action out of Caden. I think he's brought more action in this tournament than what I've seen him wrestle. When I watched him wrestle at the Big Red, when I watched him wrestle in your dual meets, it didn't seem like he was as aggressive, and I thought he laid it all out here this weekend.
He did, and he knew what he had to do. And he's already looking forward to next year and what he needs to do in the off season to get going. So yeah, we're really looking forward to him being back. And then those other two, you know, we're gonna lose Tiger, great kid. And I knew he fell a little short of where he wanted to be, but he had a great season. But those other two guys, Nathaniel wanted to be on top of that stand, and he really didn't want any less than that. But he'll get back.
Yep, and he'll get there. As we talked about, physically as a freshman, he's put together pretty well for 113-pounder. And if you look at the genetics of his family, I don't foresee him getting that much bigger. And he may be back at 113 pounds next year. And that could only benefit him. And I think you're going to see him on the top of that stand before his high school career is over.
Yeah, and I think you're right. He's probably going to stay. That's kind of what we're looking at right now, is probably him at 13. And Lewis, the way we see his weight, maybe he might even leapfrog him. He might be at 20. But, you know, Matthew, he came out there ready to wrestle tonight. We had a plan in place. You know, we saw it at districts. We got to push Cadle. We got to push him, and it worked out for us.
No, it's been a great showing, really, for Southern Iowa. We had four finalists. The two Centerville gentlemen and Aiden Reeves dominated his final, and Lucas Rowland got a championship. So three out of the four Southern Iowa wrestlers come home with state titles. Aiden Reeves getting his second title, and Lucas Rowland finished with the state championship. And those two are juniors, and the other two are freshmen. So still a lot of good possibilities for Southern Iowa here over the next 3-4 years. PCM's got still some younger kids. So I like what I see out of the whole nucleus. As we talked about some of the districts, I know Albia had one of the toughest districts, and that's why when we start talking about Albia only brought two kids, Eddyville only brought one, but their district was one of the toughest. And, you know, when I looked at your guys's, the other one didn't bring that many, but when you have a finals match that is a district final match, and we've had that several times tonight, that means it's a pretty tough district.
Right. And we, like I said, we looked at that the same way, too, that, you know, Ed Sheraton was another one. I think they just brought one in Rupke.
And he got third.
And he got third, yep. They've been down this week practicing with us after districts, and it's been kind of nice because the guys kind of been drilling together and working together while they've been up here. And it's too bad he's not going to be around. I think he was a senior, wasn't he, Rupke?
Yeah, yep.
So, seemed like a good kid, and but I think we're already, not that we've necessarily closed the book on this season, they're already looking forward to next year.
Yeah, you know what, and you hate to say it, but this is the time of year where we do put the, kind of close the book until next year, and, you know, we've got 220 and 285, and the entire wrestling high school season is over. And for, really, at that point, Carson, it's where we get to sit back and watch the Big Tens and watch the NCAAs. And then we have to wait around. So it's important for those kids that want to get better and move on that they do wrestle over the summer, get their freestyle in. If they're going to Greco-Roman, make it up to Fargo, North Dakota, and wrestle in the Nationals, that's only going to benefit you if you want to be on the podium on a Saturday night standing on top of it.
Yeah, and I know what Matthew's got in mind. You know, he's bought in that mentality. He's the four. He's got that shot to go four, but, you know, it's one before two and two before three and three before four. He's got the right mindset. He was pretty jacked here. I think he's been dialed in ever since that district final. And Nate has been right in there, too. And he'll bounce back. Like I said, he'll be here.
What must be a TV break, TV commercial, I would say, is we're waiting here for the 220-pounders to start. The team scores are pretty much wrapped up with Lucas Rowland of PCM. They jumped ahead of you guys, and they're in fifth. And there's no way that you can catch him, but still a pretty strong performance to finish in the top six. I think we may just try to send this back to a station for a quick break while we wait for this 220-pound matches to start. So if you want to take it back to the station, we'll be back. So stay tuned to KIIC.
If you can dream it and it's made of steel, KMA Steel specializes in structural and miscellaneous steel and can work with you from your engineering design concept all the way through shop drawings, fabrication, special coatings, and delivery. We can even help with assembly and erection of large projects. Commercial and industrial buildings, canopies, stairs, guardrails, handrails, ladders, trusses, you name it, and we can design and build it. Contact someone from our sales team, Doug Wolfer at 641-226-3684, or myself, Sonny Schroeder, 641-455.
Did you know that one of the benefits of a new year is the new vision material benefits, such as glasses, contact lenses, and exams? Your health insurance has started over new. Why not use those vision benefits now? Don't wait until the end of the year. Get into some hip new stylish frames now. Make 2018 the year for better vision and re-accessorize your face while you're at it. Schedule your annual eye exam and upgrade your glasses and contacts at Ottumwa Eye Care, Sheraton Vision Center, and Osceola Vision Center. Visit mylocalvisioncenter.com.
Let's go back Matt's side on KIIC. Here's your pinning combination, Joe, Kevin, and Travis.
Back live at Wells Fargo Arena, the 2018 Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. And, man, we've had it all for you here, folks, during this wild 3 days of wrestling. We've had ups, we've had downs, and we've had human interest stories. And it's reality radio. It really is reality radio. Nothing fake about this, and there's nothing fake about these 220-pound titans out here on the mat competing for the state championship. We've got Iowa City West's Francis Dugan, a senior, 14-2, against Greg Hagen from Dowling Catholic West Des Moines in the big schools. He's a junior with a 38-1 record. No score in that match, just underway. In Class 2A, it's Boone McDermott from Wallert of Dubuque against Jordan Bomber from North Fayette Valley. And in 1A, it's Missouri Valley's Tom Reif against Cam Fulcher from Hudson. And the only scoring that we've got so far right now, it's Wallert with a two-point takedown here in the early going in Class 2A, 220 pounds. Those wrestlers go off the mat with a minute and 20 to go, and they'll reset it at the center of the mat. Now we've got a Class 1A takedown here for Missouri Valley's Tom Reif. And he's going to let Cam Fulcher up for an escape. Working in on a single leg. Reif gets that takedown. Makes the score 4-1. And Cat Quick Fulcher from Hudson gets out to make the score 4-2. So Furia scoring there in Class 2A. Those wrestlers are on their feet in the first period. And now we've got a takedown in Class 3A as Boone McDermott from Dubuque Wallert gets a takedown for the 2-0 lead over Jordan Bomber from North Fayette Valley. That is Class 2A.
Try to see who we got. I know Dugan of Iowa City West is here in Class 3A, and he's going against Greg Hagen of Dowling Catholic from West Des Moines, and he leads by a score of 5-0.
I tell you what, I am looking at this Dubuque Waller McDermott kid, and he is a hammer. He is putting a thumping on Jordan Ballmer right now with a big old tilt, and it may not last for the entire match, but he is really manhandling this Ballmer kid. At the end of the first period, the score is going to be 2-0, but it was all Boone McDermott there. He was working a pretty hard deep waist tilt, and Ballmer had no answer for that.
Well, and Dugan's extends his lead 6-1. He's just kind of controlled the majority of this match. Dugan don't have that many matches on the year, but I know he was a transfer in and had to sit 90 days. We talked about this. Ramirez, another one from Wallert, transferred in, and he was the only guy that beats that, or this Dubuque Waller guy is the only guy that has beat Dugan.
Well, this ought to be a pretty good rematch. We got a little blood timeout going on right now in Class 3A. So Dugan is over there getting attended to by the medical staff from Iowa State University. They provided all the medical staff here throughout the entire tournament, and it was a sea of people. I bet they had 40 or 50 people here helping. They had someone on every mat. Every mat. Right now it is Dugan with the 6-1 lead in Class 3A. McDermott now has a 3-0 lead as he gets an escape to start the second period over Ballmer. And it is a tight one in Class 1A. It is Reif over Fulcher by the score of 6-5.
Internet just hasn't worked that well here this evening, Joe.
Well, we've got all the technology that we need. Working our way through the finals of the 2018 Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. And, man, it has been a good one for you here, folks. We had some great opening round matches, all these elimination matches that we endured over the last couple days for the wrestlers that were eliminated. But we also saw some great champions crowned, and it has been a ton of fun bringing it to you here on the 96.7 2018 Iowa High School Wrestling coverage. We got a bunch of great sponsors. Want to thank them all, including Penn Central Mall. They are proud in Oskaloosa to help sponsor these state championships. We've got Tharp Funeral Home. And also in Oskaloosa, William Penn University. Want to thank Wirtjes Concrete, Summers Car Credit, and People's State Bank for their sponsorship of these Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. Right now, it's a takedown for McDermott in Class 2A 220 for Dubuque Wallert. He gets that takedown, and he moves the score to 5-0, and he will start the third period on his feet in Class 2A, 220 pounds.
And Dugan, 6-1 still. 1 minute here left with 2 minutes left, or one minute left here in the third period. So Dugan looks like he's on his way to a state title here in Iowa. I can't remember where he was from, but I know he, like I said, he transferred in. So it would be his first Iowa state championship. We said Ramirez from Dubuque won his fourth, but it was the first in Iowa as he was a senior for Dubuque Waller. But we got in the scramble situation here where Hagan looked like he was going to get the score, did not, but does get the escape and gets up and out. Now Dugan leads by a score of 7-1.
Hey, we've got a pretty fun match coming here in Class 1A. It's a 9-6 lead for Tom Reif from Missouri Valley over Cam Fulcher from Hudson. And that's a lot of points in a 220-pound match. A lot of times you see that many points scored, it's all by one wrestler, and it ends up in a pin. But I think this is going to go the distance. We're in the third period, off the mat with the wrestlers on their feet, and a minute 19 remains in Class 1A, 220 pounds. At Class 2A, it's all Boone McDermott. He has got the skunk going on Jordan Ballmer from North Fayette Valley. It's Dubuque Wallert's Boone McDermott with the 5-0 lead here at the 220-pound weight class. Those wrestlers are in the third period with 50 seconds to go, Class 2A. In Class 3A, it is Francis Dugan from Iowa City West closing out the second period with a 7-1 lead. And looks like we are going to have some more blood time there in Class 3A. In Class 3A. And now we've got Boone McDermott from Dubuque Wallert caps off his senior season with a pin at 220 pounds over North Fayette Valley's Jordan Bomber. And good job there for Boone McDermott. He is your Class 2A 220-pound champion. And his coach flies out on the mat and tries to take him down. But McDermott wouldn't have, or yeah, that's right, McDermott had none of that. The official raises his hand. He is the champion at 2A 220. All right, and in Class 1A, we have got a winner.
Cam Fulcher.
Fulcher gets the win there.
And I think Reef was a returning state champion. I'm going to look that up.
That's a pin.
A pin.
They were tied 10-10 when Fulcher got the pin.
Yes.
Wow.
He had him on his back. He was going to get the near fall anyway.
Sometimes you'll see that kid just knows he can't win and frustration there.
Tom Reef got third last year.
Well, he'll get second this year. He moved up the podium.
Yeah, moved up one, didn't he?
That's right. Oh, folks, it's been a ton of fun bringing you these Iowa High School Wrestling Championships, and want to make sure that we do thank all of our sponsors back home. We had great sponsors from Centerville, including Jody McCoy from Hometown Realty. And if you're in Centerville, just let Jody McCoy help you to find your dream home. And for any of your real estate services, it's Jody McCoy at Hometown Realty.
Here, I'm trying to get a tweet out here, Joe, so you take it for just a second.
You're asking
you
me to
mind.
You're asking me to talk?
I'm asking you to talk.
I can probably handle that. I can probably handle that. We're going to have some good 285-pound matches coming up for you, folks. That's going to be the big boys. And usually those 285-pounders, you go to the local tournament, and when it gets up to the 285-pounders, everybody's like, oh, man, we got to watch two bears dance for 6 minutes and see a 1-0 score. But that isn't the way it is up here state. It might look like two bears dancing, but they're moving a lot quicker here at the state championship than they are at most local Saturday tournaments throughout the season. So looking forward to the big boys coming out. We got the blood timeout cleaned up here, and now it's going to be Dowling Catholic West Des Moines' Greg Hagen back on the mat to start the third period. And he trails Francis Dugan from Iowa City West by the score of 3-9. The wrestlers are on their feet now. And it'll be Dugan with the action here on Hagen. Hagen backing up here for Dowling Catholic. There's a shot in there by Dugan. Dugan for a 220-pounder. He moves out pretty quick, too, Kevin Cochran.
Yeah, they do. And his opponent there tried to throw the headlock in, missed it. Dugan gets the takedown.
He just dropped down onto the hips, got behind him, and dropped him right to the mat. Now he's going to cut him to make the score 11-4. 11-4 the score. And just 23 seconds left on the clock as they go off the mat out of bounds. They'll bring it back to the center of the mat. We will have a champion from Iowa City West High. It will be Francis Dugan in Class 3A. So congratulations to all the champions here from Wells Fargo on 96.7. And Shane, I think you're back there on the board. We're going to send it back to you, and we'll try to find Joe Millage out here somewhere in Wells Fargo Arena with more randoms from Joe when we come back to finish out our coverage of the 2018 Iowa High School Wrestling Champions here at Wells Fargo Arena. The 285-pounders are going to come out on the mat for their finals matches, and we will have our champions crowned here at the 2018 event. So, Shane, take it away. Don't go anywhere, folks. Listen in here on 96.7. We'll be right back.
You've been thinking about it for years, dreaming about it. Now is the time to lock in savings on your new Morton building. Chad Martin here from Morton Buildings in Sheraton, Iowa. Stop by our construction center or give us a call and receive discounted pricing when you place an order during the month of February. Whether you need more storage or a place to live in, Morton has a building that fits every need. And best of all, Morton stands behind each building with the strongest non-prorated warranty in the industry. Call us at 774-5978 or check out our website at mortonbuildings.com.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or will you call a 1-800 number that connects you with who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance and GNP Insurance someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent that will protect you in that moment. Stop in or call GNP Insurance in Albia, 641-932-3171.
Let's go back Matt's side on KIIC. Here's your pinning combination, Joe, Kevin, and Travis.
Wells Fargo, they're giving out the awards here for the 195-pound champions and place winners here at Wells Fargo Arena. And those champions have all been crowned. We've got one weight class left to complete. And we are going to go to the Jim and Charlie sponsored Randoms with Joe. This segment sponsored by your local affiliated food store, Jim and Charlie's. And we're going to go upstairs for Randoms with Joe Millers. Joe, take it away.
And you know, that seems fitting. They're still open for 20 more minutes. So thank you, Jim and Charlie's, for sponsoring this. We're in section 323. And if you guys are on the fourth floor in the press box, you might think that we're on, like, the seventh floor. I mean, I'm way, way up here in 323, and I've got some nice, lovely young ladies here, and we're going to find out who they are and where they're from. So let's get your name.
Faith Doyle from Dubuque.
J.C. Peter from Dubuque.
Becca Fuller from Dubuque.
Haley Schwartz from Dubuque.
We've got some great ladies here from Dubuque on Southern Iowa Radio right now, Joe. And you guys have now a lot of the fans that are left up here, as you guys peer across the press box over into like the 200s over there, you'll notice that a lot of folks have left. And most of the folks that are still here, Joe, are either boyfriends and girlfriends who are kind of hiding out up here in the upper sections, or they're fans waiting for the teammate to come out and wrestle. And that's true for you ladies. You were waiting for who?
Dylan Olson.
Dylan Olson. And he's coming out. He's going to be wrestling here in Class 3A, right? You guys have a great view. What do you know about Dylan?
He's going to win.
All right. He's going to win, and he's going to get some points for Dubuque. Now, I noticed you ladies, before we let you go, first of all, thank you for talking to us on the radio live, but I noticed that you have a blanket up here. Why do you guys have a blanket up here all the way in the catacombs of Wells Fargo Arena?
When we were sitting down below, we were freezing because the air was coming right down on us. And we take a nap in the break, so.
All right. They're nappers. They may wind up here overnight. If they fall asleep under the blankets in 323, they'll be sweeping the floors here, Joe. And they may not know that it was time to go home several hours ago. All right. That's going to be it for the random mic tonight. We thank our lovely ladies from Dubuque. Is it Waller? Oh, sorry. Oh, man, they gave me the evil eye there, guys. We'll send it back down to the booth with you guys as we finish up our random mic for tonight. We want to thank all of the folks, our police officers, our school teacher from Fort Dodge, our counter, your guy that refinished counters from Polk City, and our electrician. Where was he from? Bettendorf, Paint Electric. And we want to thank all of our folks that have talked to us on the random mic tonight. Joe, we'll send it back to you as we wrap things up tonight at 2 at the heavyweight.
Hey, stay right there for a second, Joe. Yeah. I think those girls might be onto something. if we can convince Murph to have the Murph's Westside Bar keg up here in our broadcast booth, and those girls have got the idea of bringing the blanket and sleeping on the breaks, you know, we could wheel in a couple of cots here, maybe, you know, have one of those army fold-up cots, and you would be able to save some money on your hotel rooms.
Our broadcaster down in the booth wants to know if you guys, how do you want me to phrase this, Joe? If you guys wanted to stay the night, you wouldn't have have a hotel room.
I was asking you, man.
No.
If you would want to save the
money.
I
am not taking the bait on that question, Joe.
Oh, man.
I'm not taking the bait on that question. And they're not even old. You guys aren't old enough to drink, right? Yeah, so Murph's can't supply anything for drinks, so.
Kevin Cochran, I feel sorry for Joe Millage. He doesn't understand that the keg is for the broadcasters.
The cot is for
him to save money,
Hey, thanks, you guys. Let's go Dubuque.
Hey, want to shout out real quick. We had a good human interest story there with Lucas Rowland's mom. There's a great party tonight at the Elks Club in Ottumwa for Bruce Woodard. Bruce, he fought and beat cancer, and retired from Woody's Electric or Woody's Plumbing and Heating. And he's got a party going on at the Elks tonight. It's going to last till about midnight. And I want to shout out to Bruce Woodard and Calvin and the whole gang at Woody's Plumbing and Heating in Ottumwa, listening in on the live stream during the party for a great time down in Ottumwa. We're going to have some 285-pounders out here now, folks. And it is going to be in Class 1A, Dyke New Hartford's Chase Aarons against Brian Sadler from Jessup. 2A, 285-pounders. It's John McConkey from Atlantic against Spencer Trinari Jr. from Clarion Goldfield. And in 3A, you heard Dylan Olson, the Dubuque Hempstead senior, that his girlfriends are up above us against Glenwood's Caleb Sanders. So we are live, and we will feature the... which match do you want to feature?
Well, you know, I don't know. I was just trying to look at the records here, and there's a lot of good records. McConkey, 56-1. Sadler in Class 1A is undefeated, 43-0. Let's just bring them all to him.
We'll bring them all to you. Start out with Brian Sadler from Jessup. That's the home of Blue Diamond Farming Company with Ben Rinchie up there in Jessup. Want to shout out to Ben and all his team, a good team. They put in a crop and take it out on time at Blue Diamond Farming Company in Jessup. Brian Sadler is a senior, 43-0 on his year. He's in a bear hug situation right now with Dyke New Hartford's Chase Aarons.
And he takes him right to his back.
And I'm glad we're calling that match because
it was over.
And it was Brian Sadler in
52 seconds.
52 seconds on the pin for Brian Sadler from Jessup. So he really went feet to back in that bear hug and put his opponent right on his back. And that was a quick pin for Brian Sadler. Congratulations. Your 1A 285-pound champion has been crowned. It's Brian Sadler. All right, well, that's going to make it easier for us. You want to take 2A or 3A, Kevin?
I'll take 3A since I'm right over here.
I've got 2A, and it's a takedown for Atlantic's John McConkey over Spencer Trainary Jr. Got to get that junior in there. Don't want his father to think he's out there reliving the hard work that it takes to be a state champion at the Iowa High School Wrestling Championships, and it has been a blast the last 3 days bringing all this action to you, folks. The culmination of years of hard work and dedication by these athletes is being rewarded on these mats tonight at Wells Fargo Arena. So proud to be able to bring you these matches with all of our broadcasting team, Kevin Cochran, Russ Oker, Travis Zapital, Joe Millage. We really miss the ref. He's not with us this year, but we had pretty good replacements. Pretty good replacements. I'm going to say Russ Oker might be an upgrade from the ref. All right, we got a 2A match going out here right now, and there is a 2-1 score as we go to the second period. It is Atlantic's John McConkey 2, Spencer Trinari with the escape at the end of the first period, 1.
And Caleb Sanders of Glenwood leads Dylan Olson of Dubuque Hempstead by the score of 1-0. Just an escape in the second period. There's 30 seconds gone in the second. And each are trying to get a takedown that could not be done in the first period.
And if you're just joining us here on Thunder Country 96.7, in Class 1A, 285-pounder Brian Sadler got a first period pin for Jessup over Dyke New Hartford's Chase Aarons. And now we've got an escape in Class 2A by McConkey from Atlantic. Makes the score 3-1. McConkey from Atlantic is enjoying a 2-point lead here. Just underway, second period action, 285-pound wrestlers on the mat. There's a duck under by McConkey. He's bringing the pressure to Clarion's Spencer Trinari. And there's a bear hug by McConkey, and he moves right up, tries to get a half Nelson in, but a good job by Trinari rotating off his back onto his stomach and is able to get back to his base, gets a stand-up, and gets the escape. That makes the score 5-2. These two wrestlers are moving around like 145-pounders, and now they're off the mat, out of bounds. And that time it was Trinari Jr., pushing McConkey off the mat. So Trinari Jr. looks like he's got pretty good gas in his tank here at Class 2A, 285 pounds.
There's been a lot of hand fighting over here, but nobody's been able to accomplish a takedown. We still are at 1-0 in favor of Sanders of Glenwood. Sanders, a third-place finisher last year, trying to climb up the chart. I don't believe Olson did place, but a lot of movement going on, but no scoring, Joe.
I said that Spencer Trenary was bringing the action here as this second period progresses, and he pushes John McConkey backwards, and McConkey gets the stall warning here in the second period. So that might be a big factor here. It's a three-point lead, though, for McConkey from Atlantic, 5-2 now over Clarion's Spencer Trenary.
Well, we go out of bounds. We're going to start fresh here. Dubuque Hempstead Olsen is going to start down, still 1-0. I guess this is the third period, and 1-0, so he's going to have the opportunity to get up and out and tie this thing up, and somebody's going to have to eventually get a takedown here, Joe, if we want to see a winner in regulation.
Well, I've got my binoculars on this Class 2A matchup right now, and it is the action being brought by the Clarion wrestler, and there is a double stall warning, double stalling on both wrestlers, and that is a point. Should be a point. Makes the score 5-3. That's right. Trenary has got the point, and the official, he didn't like the dancing here in the second period, and with 2 seconds to go, he calls a double stall, and that is a point for Spencer Trenary, and that makes the score 5-3, and Trenary gets to start the third and final period in the down position. His opponent from Atlantic, breathing heavily with his hands on his hips before he covers Trenary to start the third period, and quickly, Trenary gets a stand-up escape, makes it 5-4.
We are dog-knotted here in the Class 3A 285-pound match. Olsen got up and got out to tie it up. We have 56 seconds left. And like I said, neither wrestler has been able to create an angle to get into a leg to get a takedown. So it's going to be interesting to see how this last 45 seconds plays out.
Oh, and Atlantic's John McConkey hits a nifty little shuck by. He had a little bit more in his tank than what he was letting on. He might have just been resting, but he gets around behind and gets control and takes a three-point lead now over Spencer Trenary, and now he's being real heavy on the head of Spencer Trenary with that 7-4 lead. He's got real heavy pressure on the hips now. Good sit-out by Trenary, and nice job controlling the hands by McConkey from Atlantic.
And now you hear the crowd cheer as Sanders from Glenwood gets a takedown on Olsen with 10 seconds left, and he lets Olsen go. Olsen now finally trying to get in there and try to make something happen. He's in on a shot, but 2-1, and the clock ticks out. No takedown. So Sanders of Glenwood is your 3A 285-pound state champion.
We've still got 42 seconds left in Class 2A before a champion will be crowned in regulation, and it is a 7-4 contest. You've got to remember that the man on top, John McConkey, has already been warned for stalling once, got a point against him on the second one, and now he's just going to cut his opponent, Spencer Trenary, and that makes the score 7-5. If he backs up one more time, he's going to get called for stalling, and they're right there at the edge of the mat. And the official is talking to McConkey. And with 15 seconds to go, I think he's telling McConkey, you got to bring some action. McConkey's just running, folks. He is just running. He is running, and he is called for stalling again. Makes the score 7-6 with 6 seconds to go. Another stall call, and it will be a win for the wrestler from Clarion. But the time expires, and John McConkey from Atlantic is your 285-pound Class 2A champion. And what an exciting finish here. We saw a last-second takedown in Class 3A, and we saw a tight match in Class 2A, and it was a ton of fun. And a little bit sad here now, Kevin. The wrestling is over. We got to go home and back to work. Us amateurs going to have to go home, and you got to hit the books, and I got to try to sell something next week.
So I got to hit the books. You got to hit the fields. All right, as a team wrap-up, I guess, let's just talk about the overall Southern Iowa wrestlers.
Start with the champions.
Matthew Lewis, 106 pounds from Centerville. Aiden Reeves, 120 pounds from Albia. 170 pounds, Lucas Rowland from PCM. Outstanding matches here tonight in the Class 2A final matches. And Matthew, Matthew gets his first, Lucas gets his first, and Aiden gets his second.
Absolutely right. And those were your champions. We also had a runner-up with 113-pounder Nathaniel Ginoboa from Centerville. And great interview that we had with his parents, too. It's just been a ton of fun bringing you the whole family atmosphere that is the Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. And as far as the state champions go, it's going to be Fort Dodge in Class 3A. It was in Lisbon, won 1A, didn't they?
Dubuque Wallert's going to win Class 3A.
2A.
I'm sorry, 2A with New Hampton in second, Ballard third, PCM. I'm sorry, South Tama third, Ballard in fourth. PCM had 62.5 points. They were in fifth. Centerville was tied for sixth place with 59. And Davenport Assumption was in eighth with 58. In Class 1A, Lisbon is going to be your champion. And they had 127.5. Gilbertville Don Bosco second, 121. And rounding out the top three was Denver with 86 points. After that, a big drop-off from 86 to 66.5 with Wapsie Valley. In Class 3A, a much tighter race than we anticipated with Fort Dodge bringing 13 wrestlers here. Fort Dodge had 144 points in second place. Waukee, 139 points. And in third place, Southeast Polk with 134.5. So, you know, 9.5 points separating the top three in Class 3A.
And it looked like it was going to be a runaway with Fort Dodge bringing 13 wrestlers up here.
It did.
And I think
it had four in the finals.
10 of them scored points for the team. So pretty impressive showing there for all the 3A teams to be able to make make those happen. But anyway, great tournament.
Some of your other wrestlers, great. Real quick. I know Gabe Rupke, he got third place. I've got these written down somewhere here. He got third place. Caden Kosarich, third place for the Centerville Big Reds. I know Colby Toole got fourth place.
Caden Kosarich got third.
Wes Cummins, fourth place, 160 pounds. Mason Dye, fourth place, 106 pounds in 1A. Casey Baker of I-35, fourth place. Zach Wiley, third place, sixth place finish out of Nick Martin from Moravia. Keaton Bain, a seventh place finish from Pekin. Luke Jones, eighth place from Central Decatur. Caleb Reeves, who in our hearts we said is the champion. Caleb Reeves, third place, and Chaz Clark, seventh place from Pleasantville.
Great showing for the Southern Iowa wrestlers.
A great
absolutely
showing.
Absolutely great, and a great time bringing it to you.
Congratulations to all of them, and good luck to the seniors that are going to be going on, and whatever they go into in college, I'll guarantee you this sport is going to help them be successful. And we look forward to seeing every wrestler on this list that was not a senior back here next year.
Hey, we're going to give a shout-out to our great sponsors, especially Sinclair Tractor, your John Deere dealer in Southeast Iowa. They sponsored this broadcast booth. We couldn't have done it without them and all these other great sponsors. I want to thank them all, including Zapital Spraying Service, Southern Iowa Technology, and Belzer Equipment. Also want to thank Bluff Creek Archery, Care Initiatives, Oakwood Specialty Care, Community First Credit Union in Centerville, Eastern Iowa Tire, also G&P Insurance,
Crazy Metal Art, McGriff's of Fremont and New Sharon, People State Bank, Sinclair Tractor, and Summers Car Credit.
Also, United Country, Hawkeye Farm Management and Real Estate, and Wirtjes Concrete.
American Family Insurance, Phil Griffin Agency,
Benton Place Apartments,
Boyle and Henderson PC, Sheraton Valley Electric.
Also want to thank Double D Repair, First Iowa State Bank, Harold Trailer Sales, Pepsi and Mahaska Bottling, Penn Central Mall, and Zapital Spraying Service.
And you know what? I want to thank Quality Ag Service for letting us bring Joe Sinclair up here for 3 days. I'm not sure if I get any smarter by being up here the 3 days.
Well,
but I also want to...
I want to thank our team down there, and they're all listening, I know. I want to thank the new team members, Brock Webb and Brogan Bulacek. You got Chris Knowles, the glue that holds the whole company together. I want to thank her. And I would need to name all of them if I named any of them, because they are a team just the same as these teams that take the mat to get the championship. And our goal at Quality Ag Service is for our customers to have the best possible result, and they are the team that makes that happen. And I got to thank everybody at Quality Ag for the opportunity to be able to come up here. Thanks very much, team.
Well, and probably the guy I want to thank more than anybody is this guy right here, Joe Millage, just for giving amateurs like me and you the opportunity to come up here and do something that we love to do, and that is really just watch the sport of wrestling. And not only do we get to watch it, we get to watch it up here in high fidelity in the Sinclair Tractor broadcast booth and just talk about a sport that we've been so passionate about for such a long period of time.
Well, we see it, we say it, and we aim to inform and entertain, and we hope that you've been able to get that out of this team here from this broadcast booth over the last 3 days. And I don't think I have any more to add than that, Kevin, before we send it back to the studio. Do you?
I just want to give a shout-out to my mother-in-law and father-in-law, Ed and Cheryl Pancrazio. I know that they've been listening in. They text on the hotline when Darren was in here. Just wanted to say hi to me and Darren, and we just appreciate you listening. Appreciate all the support that you've always given us, and everybody that's listening in, we appreciate your support and the support that you have done, not only for KIIC, but the sport of Iowa wrestling.
All right, folks. We'll be back next year for the 2018 edition of the Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. And for all of our broadcast team, it's Kevin Cochran and Joe Sinclair signing off from Wells Fargo. Folks, have a great night and a safe tomorrow. Goodbye.
One arm on the wheel, holding my lover with the other. A sweet, soft southern thrill. Worked hard all week, got a little jingle on a Tennessee Saturday night. Couldn't feel better, I'm together with my Dixieland tonight. Spend my dollar.